Welcome, gamers, to Gamers Down Under's podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Larman.
I'm Steve.
Excellent. And this is episode number 20.
Ooh.
So, we made it to the big 2-0, mate.
2-0, here we are.
And we haven't been banned.
Australia's somehow. Been kind of the... yeah, somehow.
So, really sorry about guys not being available last week. I was missing in action. Decided to invest a couple of dollars into... a new tooth. Yeah, so it's a lovely root canal. So it's currently going to be costing me $2,300 just to fix the bugger.
Imagine the games you could have bought for that.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, rip it out.
Exactly. I could have knocked them out for you.
I had people lined up around the block willing to knock it out, but yeah, didn't get it done. Since we missed a week, okay, what are we talking about today? What are we here for?
What did I have to miss last week? There was something I had as well. There was something. Why was I busy?
You're asking me. I couldn't talk. I didn't actually speak to you.
No, that's what it was. NBN Co. Oh, I want to have a rant, but I'm not allowed.
No, you're on a very short leash.
A short leash. But I had a storm here 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
I'm just going to stop him there. He just said he's not going to go on the rant, and now with the rant has started.
No, I'm not ranting. I'm not ranting. I'm just saying repetitively that NBN Co. got me again. It stormed over 3 weeks. I reckon closer to 4 weeks. And if my internet doesn't drop out twice a day, it's... I just don't know what is. I see you right about to try to message my phone, and it's on silent. You're not interrupting my rant. Yeah, so I reckon close to a month, this whole September month, my internet has been intermittent at best. And the worst part is when it's down, by the time they answer their beep and beep and beep and phones, it's up. So then when they run their test on the line, they're like, oh, no, sir, your internet's fine. I'm like, by then I got the vein and I'm very grumpy. And I'm like, and that's a perfect opportunity for me to knock your teeth out, see?
See, that's it. It's all about my teeth. But no, yeah, so the dentist loves me. The dentist is going on holidays for sure. But no, enough. So, okay. Gaming of the week, what have you been up to, mate?
I have... Gaming-wise, not too much, actually. World of Warcraft Classic. I did play a little bit more Borderlands 3. Sorry, guys. It's lost me. I have had to step away from gaming for a couple of days, and that was enough for me to be like, oh, well, I'm not going to turn that game back on ever again. As much as I hate to admit it, because it is a nice game. I like the art style. I like everything, but no, I'm not coming back. Final Fantasy 15 art book from Pixel Crib. I've been attempting to get through the review of that. And I can tell you right now, sleeping with that thing under my pillow, the missus walks in, busts me sniffing it. She slowly walks back out, which I'd found on the internet. After our little debate of calling me a weirdo, it's a world renowned thing.
You don't sniff a book.
People do. People do.
It's still weird, regardless of the
fact. It's the smell. That's why I can never get a Kindle. I can never get ebooks. How can I sniff the iPad?
See, okay. I love the tablets. I've got a retro gaming app on my tablet that I've got all the magazines on that I've paid for. It's fantastic. I love it.
All right, what have you been up to?
Me? Well, I played, guess what? No Man's Sky, mate. Bring it on. I have done over 110 hours now.
Do you want me to break that down for you? Do you know what you could have done in 110 hours?
Yeah, tell me, please.
Probably could have gone to TAFE, done a Cert 4 in PR, HR, yeah, an entry level web design, so our website doesn't crash every time the IP just feels like changing something.
That was a good half an hour that the website was down, I know, but 110 hours on No Man's Sky is life. It's an amazing game, and I still haven't done everything. I still haven't got to the center of the universe. Darksiders, number 3. I played a bit of that. That was okay. That's a bit of a... It's sort of like a...
Hack and slash?
Yeah, it's a hack and slash. Sort of like God of War.
Yep, yep.
But I don't know if it was... It's not a triple A game, I don't think. I think it's a little bit less. Or it's probably an older game, isn't it? Compared to God of War. Well, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Triple A... They're both AAA rated games. It's just God of War was a Sony exclusive and it got a lot more money pulled into it. So, yeah.
Because it looks fantastic, God of War. But, like, Darksiders is okay. You're one of the four horsemen. You're running around killing things and you upgrade yourself, which is pretty cool. Then we did. Then I did the Mario Kart on your phone.
Is that any good?
Okay, I played it twice. I played it the initial time and put it on our page just to let everybody know it's finally up. Because they released it, and then maintenance issues until 7 p.m. on that night. And then I played another couple of games, and that was it.
Dragon Matrix was just service, because they underestimated how many fanboys would try jumping on.
Yeah, but I reckon the fanboys were jumping off pretty quick as well.
That's what I have read that.
So they might have jumped on, but then they jumped off. So I as I said, I played it a couple of times, and then I went, no, done. Mm-hmm. They want to make money. It's a cash grab. I'll go back to Mario Kart on the Switch. So much better. But again, it's a mobile game. You can play it mobile. You can take the Switch mobile as well. So why would you need Mario Kart phone? But no, so that was it for me gaming this week. I was... I did forget one.
There
you go. Link's Awakening. Da, 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 da.
Did I even mention that? I don't think I did. Poor Link. Jesus. I don't...
Don't worry, Steve, it's only a dream, mate.
Is that a sign of where that game is for me? That I forgot to even talk about it? I don't know. I'll come back to that later anyway. Final Fantasy 15 art book that you hate me sniffing. I have to go on about that 6 times. I've read through that book, 220 pages, and every single time I go back through it, I have to start all over again because I find something new every single...
What a new smell or what?
It's just anyone who likes concept art, it's difficult to explain until you've got the book and you... For me, I truly appreciate it because obviously it's Final Fantasy. That's it. Move on. Otherwise, I'll be stuck on the book for... Hopefully, I'll get the review out this week if I don't have to read through it again, which I probably will. I'm not finished this final read through, but hopefully, I get that review out for everyone this week.
All right. Okay, good. That'll be good to see the review out. Okay, we're moving on. So, news from gamersdownunder.com. So, this is our website. So we've come out with a couple of posts in the last couple of weeks. The first one, Oculus Link, how sick does that look?
Did I call it or what? I called it. Admit it.
Maybe.
I am pretty much like the new age Einstein.
Yeah, okay. Maybe he's... Yeah, anyway. No. No, what were you... You called it, mate. Have you dated the Colonel yet?
I must admit I have not. Einstein was a pretty avid dater back in the day. He really was a dater, but you didn't date
the Colonel.
No, I'm the opposite. I'm a gentleman and a scholar.
KFC have done that dating simulator as well. That was pretty cool. That's pretty funny. I don't know if it would be a game that I'd run out and grab, though.
You used to work for KFC. So
I know.
Have you
Finger licking good, mate. Finger-licking good.
Finger-licking.
I like it like that. No, I think that's Macca's, isn't it? I don't know. It's yum anyway. But yeah, I've had my share of KFC over the years. Mm-hmm. But no, so that's coming out. So we've got Dragon Quest 1, 2, and 3 on the Switch, which is pretty cool. We've spoken about before.
Definitely.
Why would you spend $400 on a controller when the system's ending? The life cycle's ending? PlayStation 5 is coming?
Is PlayStation 4's life cycle ending? That's what I want to ask.
Yeah, but it will be because of the PlayStation 5 coming out. So,
yeah, but have a look how long they keep. Like, most consoles have a 10-year lifespan. Normally, the next one comes out after roughly 6 years. They keep that console going for 4 years. They're only just shutting down PlayStation 2 online servers now, completely shut down. Though PlayStation 3 is still alive to a certain degree. So I don't, Yes, you are completely right. I would not buy a $400 controller, but I wouldn't buy a $400 controller anyway, even if it was for the PS5. But is it Bluetooth? Is it wired? Will it work on PS5? Is it going to be
Is there different features on 5? Yeah, that's right. They said they have brought out and gone out and said that it will be compatible with PS5, but just being compatible with PS5 is a bit of a worry, because if there's new features on the PS5 or a controller that we don't know, then that could probably impact gameplay as well. So, look, it's great to have a whiz-bang $400 one, but I would be waiting for a PS5 exclusive and then go from there.
Yeah, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, don't understand. John Wick Hex is coming soon. So that's John Wick, the movies. I think we've discussed that as well last time. It's a cartoon-based shooter. Looks pretty cool. Again, it's probably... You'd actually probably... Oh, no, it's not hand-drawn like Borderlands, but it's the same sort of imagery on it.
John Wick is getting into everything. He was even in Fortnite.
Yeah, they got Batman coming as well to Fortnite.
Yeah, and then they had... what was the other one? John Wick. Oh, Cyberpunk. He's in Cyberpunk as well.
John Wick is?
John
Wick. not Keanu Reeves, just John Wick.
No, okay. John Wick. Everyone is... Remember John Wick was in The Matrix?
Oh, yeah.
That's where he learned Kung Fu.
See? This is why you're so sheltered, mate. Anyway, you go back to your little rock under Queensland, you're fine. Terminator Resistance coming to the PS4 and Xbox and PC.
I hope they do well with that. I'm a Terminator fan. It got pretty crazy.
I love the movies.
Yeah.
I actually liked the TV show.
TV show?
What TV? They did a series, Sarah Connor.
Oh, really?
Of it. Yeah.
I never watched it.
Had the girl from Firefly.
Which girl?
Summer, I'm going to call her. That's her name in Firefly. I can't think of her name as an actor.
Ah. But no, it does get a bit heavy when time travel's involved, because it's like, oh, because that guy went back in time, this guy's alive, and he's alive because he went back in time and he cut off his hand. But if you didn't go back in time, he wouldn't have cut your hand off because he wasn't back in time. You know, it's
the grandfather paradox, really, just completely.
Yeah,
that.
And it just, and you have to take it
yourself, kill your grandfather. How are you born to do it?
Yeah, you have to take it with a grain of salt with a lot of it. You're like, oh, I'll accept multiverse or whatever and parallel universe just to try to. But I do. I like the Terminator series themselves. I think it would be actually a pretty cool concept, like an open world Terminator. Like, say, you're the Resistance trying to battle, like, go back to maybe not Terminator 1, but maybe Terminator 2. I feel like Terminator 2 for me was, that's my childhood. Terminator 1 was, what was that? That was late 80s, early 90s. So I feel like Terminator 2 was probably the pinnacle for me. But as a game itself, I really think if done correctly, that would be good.
Mate, what about this new Mario Kart wheel coming out?
Oh, I don't know. We shared that on the page. And
it got nothing.
Not many people jumped on board as I thought they would. When I saw it, I was like...
I saw it and I'm going to buy both.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, well, off I go. I'm going to put this in my work car and I'm going to drive with it.
See, how do I explain that to my wife when I get home? No, I definitely will be getting it when it comes out, because it does look sick. Last one from the page is PlayStation Plus. So The Last of Us is coming out for next month, and NBL 2019. So The Last of Us, I reckon, is really cool for people that haven't played Last of Us before number 2 releases.
Is that the remastered version?
Yeah, mate, it actually is the remastered one. I actually didn't get into The Last of Us, the original, when it came out. So I think I played the first level where you're sort of walking around. It's quite a dark game at the start. I don't know if it's throughout the whole game. And I just couldn't get myself into it. So this time I really want to try and do it so I can play number 2. So can't wait for that.
Yeah, it gets a lot more open. I didn't play through the whole entire game. I got to a point where I was... Can't remember what happened. I never played the remastered, sorry. I played the original. And I played it pretty heavily. But it might have been when I was FIFO worker, something like that, and I left my PlayStation at home. So then I went back away for a month. And so by the time I came back, a game had been released. And I just never went back to it. Like, but I played 7 days pretty heavily, so I got pretty far through it. I probably should have given it a little bit more time than what I did after seeing all the reviews. Like, the reviews were, 10 out of 10, 9.5 out of 10. Like, it, especially the remastered version, because the remastered version came out pretty rapidly. Like, it wasn't out for that long before, that's why, because it came out on PlayStation 4, yes, 2014.
So you must have played the remastered one.
I played the PlayStation 3. I played the first original release. Yep. So that's why I never came back to it, was because the remastered. That's what it was, because PlayStation 3 was June 2013. PlayStation 4 was July 2014. So it's only a year apart. So I was like, geez, I'm not going to buy such a story-driven game all over again just for 1 year apart. Like, could there really be that much difference? But then after reading all the reviews and seeing the videos, I was like, damn, maybe I should have, like, because it is a beautiful game. Especially, there's this one scene you get out of this dark, dangy city, and then all of a sudden you're like, there's giraffes there, and you're just, it's like the, and I love that kind of concept of what happens to the world when humanity starts to die off. I've ranted about it a couple of times, but it was just to see this giraffe in the middle of a city. Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful. So it's on PSN. I'm a PSN member. So
next month we'll get it.
I probably will, because I nearly bought it, because you can get them for $10. You can get them for $10 from EB Games, the remastered version. Like, for $10 or $15, I got the physical, because I think I lost my PlayStation 3 version when I moved. I lost a big chunk of my gaming collection a couple of years ago. And I think it was one of them. I don't know why you're laughing at me. That's not very funny.
Because I know it was your parents that either chucked it out.
No, that was that was years and years ago. I think someone's picked up a box and thrown it out at the tip, thinking it was a rubbish box, not a keep box. And because I could never prove who it was, I wasn't allowed to murder everyone at that point. So I had to just accept that, to move on, or jail. So that's
and that's multiple sentences, right? You got to be careful with that.
Well, that's where I've been for the last 10 years. I definitely will. I like that game. You skipped one, I'm pretty sure. Weren't we talking earlier about the map packs for Apex Legends?
Yeah, we were. I was going to mention that next, just to see if you're going to pick me up on it. So there is a new map coming out for Apex Legends. Looks pretty cool. Fire and Ice. It's a bit like our relationship. I'm going to burn you.
Is it free?
It is for free.
Is it? Good.
Yeah,
good.
Free to every new player. You want to join?
Free to every new player?
No. It's free. It's with their new update. So
get it. That's good.
There's also a new character coming as well. I think he might be coming through as a cost that you might have to buy as an upgrade for it. I haven't actually looked into that yet.
Apex is pretty heavy with the pay to play. Yeah. So, well, whichever way you want to go, cosmetics wise.
That's right.
But, no, all right. Well, that's Gamers Down Under. Has been pretty busy. That's just what the page has been up to. So let's kick off with Game Review of the Week.
Yeah, that's it. All right, so what we've tried to do this week, we've tried to do something different. So I'm actually going to cut Steve's lawn here, so to speak. We both chose Zelda Link's Awakening. And the reason why we did it is because what we're going to do probably going forward, depending on how well this works, is we're going to be reviewing the same game because there's two different people. I am completely polar different to Steve in some respects. Some respects, not some.
I am well hung. You are not.
Oh, there we go. Well hung, mate.
That's all.
No.
On PlayStation, you're Xbox.
How about we just say you have hair, I don't.
Also, that's a good point.
That's it.
I gave,
and I'm attractive and you're not. See,
you gave up on haircuts. I kept them going.
Yeah, no, bugger that. No Justin Bieber style for me, mate. No. Anyway, so we, as I said, you're going off on a tangent, and we need to keep to it.
Okay.
So all Zelda, right. Link's Awakening.
Who said that was my game?
I did.
Fair
I
enough. It was right. You were right. You were...
I know I was right.
Okay. Well, it was between Zelda and World of Warcraft Classic, so I have sort of been stuck on World of Warcraft. Oh, yeah, jeez. I don't know how we're possibly going to ever keep game reviewing going while World of Warcraft Classic is going.
I don't know how I'm going to keep you going. I might have to probably put it down in a minute. If I hear one more thing about World of Warcraft, I did mention No Man's Sky. See, now you got me going on No Man's Sky. Anyway, so Zelda's Link's Awakening. Look, the starting, the cinematics in the game is amazing. It truly is amazing. From playing it on the old Game Boy to this, it just doesn't compare. Initially, when I first saw the box, I'm like, okay, I don't like the look of Link. Like, he was a bit too cartoony for me.
Chibi style?
Yeah. But when you're actually playing it, which I'm not doing now at all, it's just amazing. Like, it actually does suit the game.
All right. We'll get to me. We'll get to me after you. And now, you're sitting here trying to say, no, we're not going to wait for me. Actually, I'm going to butt in. You're sitting here trying to say that you like it because of the cartoony, chibi style, but you ragged out on Borderlands for its cartoon style.
Okay, so Borderlands didn't have quality. This has quality. But this one has a couple
don't
of issues.
Don't even try to say but. Borderlands 3, every single thing is hand-drawn. It is... If you try to even compare this...
That person's time.
Oh, my Lord.
Anyway, shush. Zelda, okay. We are talking.
Okay, go.
Okay. So I am four dungeons in. So I've got the Full Moon Cello, I've got the Conch Horn, I've got the Sea Lily Bell, and I've got some Surf Harp. And now I've just turned the game on again, and I've got some pink floating guy behind me. Don't know anything about him. He's just appeared, so I don't know where I found him. But anyway.
How many things is there to collect? Seven, is it? Or
I think it's eight.
Is it? Up. Okay. I cannot remember, truthfully.
Seven. Yeah, it is eight. Yeah. Okay.
You're about halfway there.
Yeah. So I'm about halfway through the game.
What's your game?
Very long save. Game.
Well, that's what's your save state at?
I love the intro on the game when you're loading the screen up. That's fantastic.
That cinematic. Now, when you were talking about cinematics before, are you talking about are the cinematics in
the
that
cinematics
style?
Through the game? Yeah.
That's a lot more. I haven't seen any yet. I'm only a couple of hours in. And I will get to me, but yeah, yep. I haven't seen other than
so the initial
startup,
cinematics. So, and there's also another cinematic coming up that you haven't seen.
Okay.
Yeah, which I put a post on the our Facebook page regarding. It's you and someone sitting in a beach.
I'm guessing it's Zelda.
No,
is it Zelda? Tell me.
No spoilers. It ruins the story, but you're actually watching at the cinematics for it, and it actually is quite lifting. Like it does make you feel something when you're watching it. I don't know if it's the breeze or the sand or the waves coming in or the birds flying overhead. I don't know what it is, but it's an amazing scene. What did you say? But no, okay. So now I think I've said enough. Okay, about how good the game is.
Well, how about I do what I believe is good about the game for me? Jeez, did you see that?
That was it.
All right, next. You go. You go on. No. For the good, I've got two reviews for this game. One review is it's a remaster of a game that came out 30 years ago. The other review is it's a game that just got released last week. Or the week before, whenever it was. I can't remember. They're the two differences in the review. If you've got the nostalgia, if you realize that it's literally a 30-year-old game and all they've done is just cleaned it up and blah, 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 it's a good game. I like it. I'd recommend it to everyone. If you look at it as a game that only got released last week and it's absolutely brand new. Is it my style of game? I don't know. And that's why I find it so hard for me to sit here and say what's good and what's bad, because which eye am I going to look at it for that? The music is absolutely beautiful, whether you look at it old or new. Music, absolutely.
It really is.
I cannot fault the music. The music, it suits a lot of the biomes. Like, if you're at the beach, the music's there. If you're in the dungeon, the music's there. I definitely have to give it a big tick of approval. And I'm not a massive music fan, as in the radio and all that kind of stuff, but I really feel like the music puts you in the game. Visually, it lacks for me, but music-wise, yeah, definitely perfect. I don't mind the chibi style. I'll put the chibi style in likes, but not in dislikes. I just, that's cinematic. That for me, that's perfect. Like, on the Switch, I watch it on my...
It looks like the old... Well, not the old anime, but just like the old style of anime. So you're watching X-Men at home as a kid.
Yeah.
Or it looks really good. I love it. And that's why the cinematics for the game, fantastic. I can't fault. Okay. However, now we're going down to what I didn't like about the game. Okay. So the Switch should be a pretty powerful system, I think. Not as powerful as I thought, which is quite surprising. I've actually had lag in-game. Going through dungeons, the frame rate drops, and it's quite noticeable.
I have read about this. But is it the actual power of the Switch, or is it the actual program of the game? Because I've played Fire Emblem, I've played a fair few high-level quality games, and some of the cinematics on Fire Emblem and the size of Fire Emblem far outseeds what Link's Awakening is. So yeah, I don't believe it's the console itself. It's a combination of the console. The SD cards, it doesn't read the quickest of SD cards. The way it saves a game.
Yeah, so I understand what you're saying with that, and I actually tested it because I'm like, okay, so I'm going to try a digital copy, physical copy, and saving either or on either the SD card or internally. All of them are still getting the lag. No matter which way you play this game, you are going to experience some lag in some dungeons or even out in the field roaming around. And
We're going to have to get Pierce back. Get in the Ninja Penguin Studios to explain to us save states, save points, loading screens. Like, have they tried to make it too seamless? And that's what's causing the the dropouts and stuff? I don't know. I'd love to have a professional's opinion on it, because I have read a fair bit about it. Like, there's a lot of people complaining about it.
And I'm an avid Zelda person. I love all the Zelda games. There's not one game that I haven't enjoyed. Even Link's Crossbow Training. Like, I played it and I enjoyed it for what it was. So, yeah, I was kind of disappointed when I saw it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, far out. And that's why when I spoke to you the other night, I'm like, have you had any lag? Because I was having it. I'm like, I don't understand. Because I've played the game before, I know generally where to go. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's maybe taking too much time to load. But as I said, I've saved it on the actual device. I've saved it on an SD card. Mm. I've tried it physical from the cartridge. All the same.
Really? So, bloody hell. That there is enough to upset me.
It did. It upset me.
Like, it's a brand... And no matter which way you look at it, it's a brand new game. It's a remaster of an old game, but it was re-released last week on a physical hard copy. The quality, the time, the money spent on this remaster, I don't understand why. Like, were the save points a lot less sparse on the Game Boy because there wasn't much running on it? It wasn't colored?
It's still the same squares. Like, I feel that it's still the same little squares. It reminds you of A Link to the Past. So it's the same sort of concept running around. You've got the same little square you're in. If you're going in a dungeon, it's just a tiny, literally what you can see on the screen is the dungeon for that room. sometimes you can run up and down and make it a little bit bigger. But it wasn't even on the really big ones that the loading was happening.
But I mean, the Game Boy might not have kept all that refreshing in the background. Like, what's the memory dump of the Switch? Is it trying to run too much of the game, even though you can only see a 10 cm by 10 cm screen? Is it running 100 cm by 100 cm worth of data in the background so you can go anywhere? And that's why, because that's what they used to do for load screens, and that's why they used to try to get it as big and big and big as possible, so that way you didn't get load screens very often, and then hide a load screen going into a dungeon, and then PlayStation 4 would load in front of you, so by the time you got there it had loaded the next, so it was sort of, it dumped and moved as you went.
Okay, yeah, I've got no idea about all that. All I know is I get the lag and that was it. The other issue that I experienced that I think personally is actually an issue, like the whole bottom of my screen, it's blurry.
Yes, I did actually see that the first time I played, and I was like, what the hell's going on there?
I'm like, I thought it was my Switch. I went to my mate's place to try their Switch because I thought, hang on, my Switch is shoddy. I've overplayed it. I've got Joy-Con drifts, and now I'm getting a shoddy screen. But that's part of the game. And again, if it's like when you
are you getting the Joy-Con drift?
Yeah, man, 100%. I haven't got it fixed yet. I've still got to get it fixed. So that's quite annoying in this game anyway. But I can't believe that a game like this has been released and half of the screen is blurred. But unless you stand still in one spot and then it will go clear.
Well, that must be on purpose. That must be some, like, do they make it that his eyesight blurs when he runs? Like, what?
No, it doesn't look, it's a top down. Well, it's not really top down. It's sort of on an angle.
Angle down? Yeah. But that's what I mean. Like, if it was always blurred, fair, I'd understand it. Sort of like fog of war on certain RTS games. But to only blur when you're running, I'm like, what's going on? Like, why is that even in the game? What's that?
Yeah.
I understand because it's a bit of a hack and slash, so maybe they want you not to see the mob until you're right on them.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's even at the top as well. I was just looking at it now. Like, there is even at the top where it does blur out. And, like, it could be his eye, a line of sight or something, but it just looks like you buy the Switch. Like, I play it, as I said, I play it as a handheld console. Like, you want the full screen. You don't want just, like, an inch in the middle and that's the only part that's actually clear. Like, I just don't get it. And as I said, I love the game. I reckon the game is good. I've nearly halfway gone through it. It's quite a small game, but, like, it is a Game Boy game originally anyway, so I didn't have any expectations of a large game, but
what's it full price from EB Games? $89 or something?
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
We're getting pretty close. Like the bright, vibrant colors, the cinematics, and then on the other side, even the cinematics, the music, all that. But on the other side of it, the blur, the lag. This is a AAA rated game. It's created by Nintendo, one of the oldest gaming developers going. I think they are actually the oldest. Like, they're 130 years old. They were doing cards in the 1800s. For that price, if you did not, and I'll get on to the price match, but if you did not get price match for the $67 or whatever it was that we found, would you take it back and get your 7-day refund?
I would still keep the game. However, would I pay the full price for it? No. I would wait for the price to come down if I had to buy it at $89. I'd be like, nah, that can wait. Because it is like, it does play like a good game. But just there's a couple of issues. And I hope they do patches for it that fix the issues, because then the game will be really what it should have been on launch. Which is where we go back to on previous podcasts, where they're not making sure the game is 100% ready for launch.
Or is it they've just said, this is all we're going to do. This is what we believe is the quality of game that we want to churn out.
Yeah, see, that's another moneymaker again. But yeah, so as I said, still impressed with the cinematics of it. It was actually good to watch the old cinematics versus the new one. It looks good. all in colour. But yeah. All right.
Well, that leads us on top topic for page inquiries. We've got a fair few, not a fair few, but we get a lot of people talk on our page and our groups and everything like that. And they, some of them that have been brought up, AAA rated games. Are they the bang for buck? Naughty Dogs, sticking to a single player versus no multiplayer. Price matching. Some people didn't even know about our price matching until we started talking about it on podcasts and putting it on our website. The Switch lawsuit for the Joy-Cons that you talked about, that's actually even now gone to the Switch Lite.
Yep.
So, and then obviously Zelda.
So they haven't learnt.
They haven't learnt, no. And that's why I'm holding off on the Switch 2.0, Switch Pro, whatever you want to call it. I just don't believe the cheaper processor or the cheaper, what they've gone for is right. I would have gone a little bit more expensive. I would have paid for it myself to get, not PSP quality. It is actually better than a PSP, but that. Like, PSP came out, what, 10 years ago, and look at it compared to, like, you're using it as a rearview mirror on Gran Turismo and all this kind of stuff, like, with that crossplay. Not crossplay. Remote play.
Yeah.
Triple A rated games. What do you reckon? Are they the bang for buck like they used to be?
It depends on the game. It really does. Look,
have we lost ourselves to visual? Like, I play Rage 2. Because I didn't know that you had to stick to side quests, I just played the game. I admitted I ran around a little bit, but I just was like, oh, I'll keep doing this, I'll keep doing that. It was easier to do the main game. And all of a sudden, 10 hours later, I'm finished it. And it's like, what just happened? That's a AAA game.
And how much did you pay for it?
I never paid full price, so of course it was price matched. I think I got it for $68.
Yeah. No. Look, I think some of them are a pretty good bang for buck. I just feel like God of War, that's a fantastic game. It looks appealing. The gameplay is amazing. I know you were talking the other day with me about saying that it was too sort of, you're walking along a path and that's it. But
too linear.
Too linear, sorry. But, like, that game looks amazing, and people are looking at you, standing on a mountain, it's just amazing.
That game for a console, 4K, PS4 Pro, definitely. The only thing that upset me was I couldn't grind. Yeah. If I could have grinded, I would have played it more.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I think they're not maybe releasing the AAA rated games. I don't think they actually, some of them are AAA games. Regardless of how much money you throw at it, if it's still crap, it's still going to be crap no matter how much money you throw at it. So I just think, they've had a couple of bad choices and like making sure, like even like No Man's Sky, right? That's an amazing game. When it came out, it was apparently woeful.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like is it because people don't want to wait anymore? Do they want to announce games too early? Like, you look at the Final Fantasy 15, the director or the producer, whoever he was on that, he had to do a public apology for why he delayed it, and it affected his honor so much, he ended up having to step away from Square Enix. He quit because he couldn't get the game released in time for when they announced it. And just asked for a time extension. I'm pretty sure he got asked to leave, and then he was gone. Someone else come in, and then even he ended up quitting eventually. Yeah. He went and started up his own studio, even though he'd been given his own studio by Square Enix. So something was happening there in the background. But the game itself, as in Zelda, well, the next one we mentioned before, Naughty Dogs, that there, they copped a lot of grief for it, but that one statement is absolutely perfect for me. Where they turn around and say, you know what? Yes, we promised multiplayer, but we can't do it. We have realized that this single player, to try to maintain the quality that we had on the first initial release, to maintain that, we can't do both. We can't do single player and we can't do multiplayer. There was a lot of grief on the internet about that. The problem
yeah, it
is,
was. Yep.
That's perfect for me. They turned around and said, no matter what, you'll get the fruits. You will get multiplayer. Just not right now. Not on this game. Like, maybe we'll use it for our next game. Like, they have promised that we'll get the fruits of their tuition kind of thing.
Well, they did say that they were going to release it multiplayer on that game. They're just not going to have it ready for launch.
No.
And they can't give us a date of when it will be live for multiplayer. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, look, I like that. I like the honesty. I'd rather have something go and say, okay, well, we can't do multiplayer, but we can do single player. We'll release single player, and then slowly over time we'll eventually roll out to multiplayer. Fine.
Yeah.
I think the more honest companies are about that is the better it is. And
well, I don't know. That I just feel like that was perfect. Compared to releasing Link's Awakening and Naughty Dog's putting that notice out, I really think that, for me, is everything I look for.
Yeah. No, that's it.
Price match? I can't believe people don't price match.
Well, can I actually tell you something really quick?
Mm.
I didn't price match until we started this page.
I'd believe that from you.
But you know what? It goes back to, like, the honesty. Not the actually, really bad word. Not the honesty, but just myself. If something's advertised at that price, that's the price I pay.
Yeah. See, I'm an advocate for shopping around. I will, every single time I see a game coming, I'll Google it and say best release price for Australia. Every single time. I cannot pay. Like the other day, I bought it for $67 or something. The cheapest he found it for was $68. And he's like, oh, sure it's not 68? Even though it's a dollar, I could have just turned around and said, yeah, whatever. I was like, no, it's 67. Because I don't, and I am glad. I'm glad I brought him down $1. Because that if I'd done that for every single game that I bought, I'd be broke. Broker.
Yep.
And if it turns out to be a terrible game, I don't want to pay any more money than I truly have to. So,
but see, I don't think there's a lot of education about it. So that's why I like that we did the posts on the website about the price matching, because I don't think people are aware of it. As I said, I'm an avid gamer. I've been gaming for years. I've never done it until this year.
They don't advertise it as much as they used to. I'm pretty sure when we were young, they used to advertise it a lot.
Yeah, no, as I said, I never knew about it, so...
But EB Games itself has evolved pretty rapidly. Like, it was EB Games when we were growing up. That was Electronic Boutique. So it used to sell all the boutique side of things and all the collectibles. Everyone went away from that. That's why they sold off pretty much the boutique side of things, and they got out of it. That was when, later on, Game Trader started popping up, and Zing, even though Zing is owned by EB Games' mother company or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But nowadays, look at my shelf. I've got all these collectibles from all these games, and it's like perfect. We're finally bringing it back to Australia. Like, Australia, even our the Link's Awakening Deluxe Edition or whatever it was, is terrible compared to the American one. And it's like, why do they get all the good stuff and we get the bad stuff?
Yeah.
The
key point of that is make sure you price match.
Price match. Price
and
match.
If you want us to keep going, just let us know so we can keep doing more posts like that to help gamers price match in Australia.
And price matching is the difference between enjoying a game and not. If I paid $99 for a lot of the games that came out lately, I would be quite upset. $60, it's like, whatever. Like, there's been... Yeah, exactly. So, I don't want to talk about Switch, the Joy-Cons. I want to bring that up next time because I'm waiting to see what's happening with the ACCC and everything like that. I know we touched on it a little bit. We've touched on it, but especially now, like, Nintendo have obviously acknowledged that it's a stuff up because they're letting people send them in for free. I believe you might have to pay for transport. You might have to pay for sending them in, postage. But other than that, they'll fix your Joy-Cons for free.
You won't have the Joy-Cons there. Yeah,
no, exactly. What are we going to do? But yeah.
Send it in, guys. You can't play.
Retro Minute of the Week. Let's go.
The Sega Mega Drive Mini. Did you pick
it
up?
I didn't get it. Did not.
Well, that minute's over right now.
Done. All right, thanks for listening, guys. No, I didn't get the Sega Mega Drive Mini because they brought out the classic 50 Sega Mega Drive games on PS4. Not longer. It's on our YouTube channel. I've played it. I've played the Altered Beast, and it's for me now. It's like, damn. Do I want to buy that mini console for $120? I think they're going for $140, around that price. Do I want to pay that for that console, or do I want to buy two day one release $60 games? You know what I'm buying? I'm buying the two day one releases.
Because I've already got a PlayStation Classic.
Yeah. Well, I did. I bought that too.
But yeah, I finally got one.
I got that for $10. All the cables, all the controllers. So that'll go in the game.
That's pretty good for $10, man, yeah, seriously.
Exactly. Like, you work out how many games, divide that by the, like, $10 divided by the games, perfect. Happy days.
Yep. That's it. And they are PlayStation games. They're not the best PlayStation games, but they are.
Oh, Final Fantasy 7's on there, so it's already there. Done.
Okay.
Retro, one thing that I feel like Switch is doing well is bringing the retro back, bringing the online service to us. You got the Breath of Fires, the whatever you want to say, Mario Karts. Like, even though it's very limited still, they are starting to bring it in. I like the concept. I like having, we have talked about it. Obviously, I would like a physical copy, but if I can't have a physical copy, bring on the digital.
Yeah. No, definitely.
So
will you be getting it this week, though, or not? No.
I'll wait, just like the PlayStation 1. Get it for $10. Then I'll put it on my shelf. Probably will never actually turn my PlayStation 1 on. I've got most of the games. I've got a PlayStation 1. It's literally more there for just looks, just for the cool, nostalgic feeling.
Yep. That's why I've got all my minis out as well, and I will get that. I still haven't actually got the Atari one. Atari 8, I saw that come out.
Because they had the Atari 5 or whatever it was. Didn't they?
No, it was the number 8 gold edition or something is the latest one. I haven't done that, but I've got to pick up that as well. Yeah, man, there's so much for retro coming out at the moment. It's really cool. All right. I think we're done. Yep. Excellent. So, guys, thanks for listening to the podcast and putting up with Steve. Ensure you check out gamersdownunder.com for all gaming news and reviews and relevant topics to Aussie gamers. If you'd like to join in the conversation, make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching Gamers Down Under, and that's gamers with a Z. Make sure you smash that subscribe button. And lastly, it'll never be game over.
And gamers got a game.